All right, tonight, Broncos and the Raiders. How's it shaping up? We heard the odds there from Jared Daffy from UBet, but let's find out from Trevor Gilmeister, our league expert. Gilly, afternoon.
How are you, Benny?
Mate, very well. How do you see this one playing out?
Interesting, isn't it? Obviously, a bit of conjecture about the Broncos, Benji Marshall, Milford scenario. They've been playing good, the Broncos, but obviously only got one win. You know what I mean?
So, does it make it a must-win for them?
Oh, I don't think it's a must-win, but it wouldn't like to be going, 1-3 or 1-4 or like that type of thing. That puts you in a bit of a tight spot. But I don't know. I'm really interested to see it because obviously the Broncos have had a longer turnaround. The Raiders have had 5 days, so it's a bit of a shorter turnaround. But for me, interesting. And I watch the players pretty strictly nowadays. Shannon Boyd didn't play that many minutes last week, right? So I reckon Ricky Stewart has had a plan in his head for the last couple of weeks. He plays Dave Taylor, Paulo, the big units, a lot more minutes. And I reckon he's kept Shannon Boyd to be a bit fresh this week. So I'm interested to see how the big fella plays tonight. I think he's had a bit of a plan, as I said, for a couple of weeks. I mean, how good was Oscar Farley last week?
Mate, he ran for over 200 metres and had 18 hit-ups. So he's not only hitting the advantage line, he's breaking it and gaining some.
Yeah, so, I mean, Benny Hunt's going to have his work cut out tonight, but, he's up for the task if he, gets his technique right, gets off his line nice and steady. But, they're going to come through the middle. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work that out. the Raiders. So, interesting. So, the big boys, Sims, Semi-Thaiday, they need to aim up in the middle. Josh McGuire, and I'm pretty sure they will, mate. So, this big Wayne, if he put a challenge to his forwards, I think, tonight to make sure they keep their middle tight.